الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, those people who bring iman and do righteous deeds, Allah ta'ala himself will create love for such people. The explanation of that comes in the hadith that such people who have the reality of iman, not just the name of iman, not just the container of iman, but inside is something else, but the reality of iman. The container is also of iman, inside is also iman. And the reality that a person, for example, when he makes his namaz, then he does it with the sifat of ihsan. And that is, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, that we make our namaz as though we are seeing Allah Ta'ala. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. And if you can't reach that higher level, that you can see Allah Ta'ala, the workings, the qudrat of Allah all the time, then know well Allah is watching you. So an easy way to accomplish that is that we, in our namaz, we think that Allah, we realize that Allah is watching me. And Allah has commanded me to make salah. And every aspect of namaz, Allah has taught it to me. And I am now revising and my lesson, I'm giving it back to Allah Ta'ala. Like a student, he learns it, then he reads it to his ustad. And the more better he reads it, the ustad becomes also much more happier. The student might be having his eyes closed, concentrating and reading, but the ustad is looking at him directly or with the side of his eyes and admiring how beautiful he's reading. So we also, that when we are making namaz, Allah is watching us, what He has taught us, how to make namaz, and all the greatest ibadat are all in namaz, in salat. And now we are sort of reading, doing it back to show Allah. And Allah is becoming extremely happy. Also, when we are in that condition, then just like a person who has got high fever, temperature, you touch him, you feel the heat. If a person is very cold, he was out in the cold, you touch him, you feel the cold. So like that, when realizing Allah is there, Allah with all His qualities, they rub off onto a person. In two rakats of salat, a person can reach from where to where and get all the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, being in the company of Allah Ta'ala. The malaika also present. So this is what that iman, and which spurs one on with amal saliha, with righteous and good deeds, that they come into our lives. So that is what we must strive for, and that is what we must try and get. Coming to the majlis every week, that should be our aspiration, and how we can get those qualities, not just the mere presence in the majlis. Many a person feels happy, and it is a good thing that for so many years I've been regular with my majlis. I never miss the majlis. Or somebody who is listening, like ladies, etc., they are listening on the receivers, or they are listening with streamlining, overseas people also, and they also happy we don't miss a majlis. So that is very good. Similarly, for example, we have in our Jamaat work, Tabligh work, from time to time, a gathering for the old workers. So the old workers are gathered for there. So who are the old workers? Yeah, in South Africa, in our circles, we call them old workers, and we just accept it. But other countries, they say, what the word you have chosen? Old means like an old man, like an old person, so it's an old workers' job. And they opted for another word. For example, they call them ancient workers. Now for us, if we hear the word ancient workers, then something else goes in our mind. that who are these ancient people? From where did they come? Other places, they call them carcoons, the workers. And some people who don't hear it properly, many words like that, then they say it's a gathering of the kalkuns. Kalkun. Kalkun is turkey. So all different words. So whatever word you might use or whatever, and the old workers, jor also, normally it is that who will give more time, who will increase his time. So, and similarly we have gatherings, ulama gatherings. And the ulama gather. Now they also, who are the ulama? The person who has just studied formal studies and completed in a Darul Uloom, he's got a certificate that I'm in alim. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. Ulama are those people who have got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the people who are the ulama. They are not those who know so many hadith or who know so many masalas or etc. But who have got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So at all times we must be concerned. Attending the majlis also, that we might be attending regularly, very good. But the reality coming into us. And that is, there are a few different aspects. One is that by coming regularly to the majlis, then our asbab that we choose, the means that we choose, they must be correct. They must not be any haram means for anything. One sahabi, he was going out to work to earn something. The first day he went, he didn't earn anything. He came home tired, hungry also, no food at home also. Wife is also tired, hungry. Second day, the same thing again. And second day, he asked his wife, have you got some? Very, very hungry. I'm desperate. She says, there's nothing. You go out to earn. You didn't find any job. You didn't find anything. There's nothing. The third day, again, he's going. Greets her, and he asks for dua also. Allah give some means of rosy. He walks out of the house, 2-3 steps, then she calls him back again. She says, see, I know how much you love me. You have got great feeling for me. And you don't want to see me suffering like this. And that I'm also so hungry, desperate, no food. 3 days have gone. And so please, to be in your love for me, don't earn something haram. That you now opt for something haram. It doesn't matter. I'll stay like this, but don't earn anything haram. So like that, the qualities that asbab that we use, they must be the right asbab. Our earning, our food, etc., we should check that also. What we are eating, are we eating from the takeaway foods, etc.? And are they halal? All the different sources of the food that we consume, is it the best? Halalan tayyiban. It is halal also, and it is healthy, wholesome also, and in which there is no doubt also. So that a person must also be concerned about. In all the asbab that we use, for our protection, we use asbab. So there also we should see, if we are using CCTV cameras, for example, and how is that camera going to stop the crime? All it can do is record the crime. And how many times it's not accepted as evidence also. This was faulty there. How many times it doesn't work, it doesn't help anything. But anyway, so all the haram, we should use the halal, the permissible asbab. And more than permissible, the halal asbab. And that is our a'mal. A'mal, our du'as for example. A person leaves home in the morning and he reads the dua at any time when he leaves the home. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Three very, very easy duas which every Muslim knows. Every Muslim knows Bismillah. Every Muslim knows tawakkaltu ala Allah. Every Muslim knows wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Immediately, Allah Ta'ala Himself, or through the means of an angel, gives him three du'as in return. The one is, Kufi Hudita. You have got your hidayat for the day. And these days that we are all worried about our iman, losing our iman. Once we have got a guarantee from Allah's side, what a worry has a person got. The second is kufita. Your needs will be satisfied for the day. We all leave home because of our needs. Your needs will be satisfied. So wuqita, kufita, hudita, kufita, wuqita, your protection, your security has been guaranteed. So when that is forthcoming from Allah, and the malaika giving the dua, what wrong can go with a person? And a fourth great thing is, tanahha anhu shaitan. Shaitan moves away from his path. And shaitan won't come to tempt us, that look at this woman, get involved with this woman, do this haram deal, to buy these haram goods and sell them, anything like that. Shaitan won't come in your way also. So these asbab we must use. And we have to, in everything, all these asbab are there. When somebody used to complain to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of financial constraint, we have got financial difficulties, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should tell them, وَأْمُرْ أَحْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family people to perform namaz. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And you yourself, اِسْطَبِرْ, from the word sabr. Sabr, to be steadfast, to be firm, you be firm. And according to the Arabic grammar more in detail, istabir, that you bring the salat in such a way that the qualities of salat come into you. In fact, that you become salat. What that means, like for example, a certain person is referred to his food. That his whole interest is only food. All the time he'll be worrying about food. Somebody else, his interest is sports. He'll just be talking of sports. So you become salat. That is what you have to do. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You do that. That is your job description, what you must do. Then Allah says, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We did not ask you for ruzi. Even your own ruzi, to earn it is فَرْضٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِضِ. After you have done your deeni farai, then you go and look for your rosy. And when you do your deeni farai, and you did your job, then Allah will pay you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained this so beautifully. When we enter the masjid, the dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka min rahmatik. I'm asking of your rahmat. Rahmat, yeah, that your obedience. I've come for the greatest ibadat, salat. Now Allah, let me make my salat correctly. Let me perform my salat, not rushing through it, not cutting corners, not cutting edges, not just leaving out how many nafal namaz, etc. No, we do it properly. Oh Allah, I'm asking you your rahmat. Let me do my job properly. When we leave the masjid, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. I did my job now. I did my namaz. Then Allah opens his rosy of his fazl, rosy now. So we do our job, Allah will give the rosy. La nas'aluka rizqa. Nahnu narzuquk. We have taken the responsibility of feeding you. You do your job. We will do our job. We will feed you. And a person who does this job like this properly, Allah will feed all snakes, mice, and elephants, donkeys, all Allah is feeding. But Allah will feed you with pleasure. One is somebody cooks a meal for you, and you pay for it, finished. And one is somebody cooks it with great love, and with great feeling for you. What a world of difference. And then not only cooking it for you, feeding you also. In between, putting a morsel in your mouth also. Feeding you like this, how you enjoy that food. So when Allah feeds like that, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Those who have taqwa. The end. So asbab, we must use the correct asbab. And then in asbab also, these asbab of deen, they will give us great return. More greater than this asbab that we use, like reading the du'as of the various occasions, etc. More than that is a'mal. Like namaz, as we have discussed about namaz now, that has got even more greater value. Amal has got more greater value. Salat, what great value of salat. Of fasting, how Allah loves the fasting person. Of zakat, and more than zakat, a person who gives charity also. Allah loves that person who gives charity also. A person who makes hajj, the farad, and more than that, nafal. That he makes nafal hajj, he makes umrah, etc. Allah loves that person. So all these are aman. But Allah Ta'ala has not kept his special help with amal also. That, for example, we know we're reading the Quran Sharif or in the Hadith that Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah is with those people who make namaz. Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّائِمِينَ. Allah is with those people who keep rozas. More higher than amal, what we have to strive for, coming to the majlis in jamaat work, the more a person is an older worker, an alim, we have ulama program, the more that we are just praised in that program, that you people have got ilm, you are so superior to those who haven't got ilm, etc. More than that is the sifat, the qualities that we must have. So we coming regularly to masjid, are these qualities coming into us? Are we choosing, are we abandoning haram, asbab meal? Are we choosing halal? Are we choosing the amal? And then the sifat, are they coming into us? The qualities. A person has the quality, for example, of being generous, generosity. That's a quality. Even when you are sleeping, the quality of generosity is with you. Now you are not making namaz. You are not using any asbab also, or the good asbab also. But you're still a generous person. You've got the quality of sabr, of tolerating, of making sabr. Even when you are sleeping, even when you're in the toilet, that quality is with you. That quality is with you all the time. Qualities, sifat are with a person. And Allah declared, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Those who got the quality of taqwa, who have got the quality of ihsan, showing kindness, showing mercy to people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. All these qualities, that we must be. That is a person really who is coming to majlis every week, who is developing this quality. That is really an old worker. Whether he's an old worker, an ancient worker or whatever, but a person who is developing these qualities in him. That is an alim. Now, ulama bayan is not just for those people who have got their certificates and that, but those alims who are developing these qualities in them. So that is what we have to see. These qualities are so valuable that one person who has these qualities can change the world. There was a person who had these qualities. Ajrara is a little small village, now I don't know, long of Muzaffarnagar, which is near Deoband, not far from Deoband. Muzaffarnagar is a big town now, maybe a city now, those days. And a small little village that was part of Muzaffarnagar, Ajrara. One person came there, he made Maghrib Namaz. So in a small village, there are no food outlets, no food shops. Only the little village people who come for namaz, they are there. So they notice immediately there's an outsider today. And because there are no shops and the generosity which was there, which is there, though unfortunately it's gone very less. But immediately, so a shopkeeper told him, you come home with me and you have meals with me. So he told him, no, don't worry, I'm just on my way, I have to make my maghrib. So I'm here to make my maghrib, after this I'll carry on again. So he insisted. And when he insisted, he asked him, who are you? He said, I'm a shopkeeper. So he asked him, certain type of transactions you do. Like even now, all shopkeepers, we have to check our transactions. We are, so for example, at one time, the tax were on goods, what was it for? VAT. that from the government, the shopkeeper had to collect it from the customer and pay it over to the receiver. But many people should collect it and they should show the sales left and hand over left. So they collected it for the government, but they kept it. So like that, there are still in business, there are many wrong practices. So I asked him, do you do any of it? He said, yeah, I do. So he said, then you think for yourself, how can I eat your food? Excuse me, I can't eat your food. So he went away, the talk was spread in the village immediately that there's such a person has come and he's refusing to eat and there's like a pious person. But he's saying his food is not. A doctor came to him and he offered him, you come and eat by me. So who are you, a doctor? So he said, have you got any do you do any practices in your practice which are not legal? Like for example, today many people will claim more from medical aid. From the patient, they will do and they claim more from medical aid. Certain things like that, he asked. He said, yeah, so now you tell me yourself, how can I eat your food? He and a few other people came, so it became a big issue that such a person is here. So they came, then he made his knuckles and that. And then Isha time came, they all came back again. And then they said, now you tell us, we never knew also. And many of us don't know how many wrong things we are doing in our life. For example, how many ulama were teaching in a madrasa? And in fact, one alim recently, his son complained. And he told his mother that the money my father is earning is not halal. He says he comes to madrasa on madrasa time. But then he goes for half an hour to the toilet. And then he comes again and he's busy with his cell phone. He says his earning is not halal. He's not doing his work properly. So that earning is not halal. So we all must consider what our earning. So they asked him. So he explained to them. He showed them the solution. Other things, he referred them to the muftis that have this corrected, have that. They all made toba. They corrected their ways. Then he said, now no problem. Bring your food. I'll eat also. He ate everything and then they all went home. He slept in the masjid and they thought that morning Fajr time, many more things we have to sort out. When a person becomes concerned of his deen and he realizes it's not a matter of just living my life and it's not a matter of pleasing the people and what the people say, I've got my akhirat, I've got my qabr, how will my maut come? This is not right in my life. That is not right in my life. What will happen? Small things I'll be taken to task for. And then qabr, qiyamah day is even more. The intensity of the interrogation and all that. And after that, either jannat or jannah. So they were very concerned. So they came Fajr time, he was gone. So they asked the Muazzin, they said, he made his tahajjud, he had one little shawl, which he covered himself, another shawl to cover. He wrapped it up and he's gone. But this made them so concerned that they corrected their lives. The whole town became righteous and pious. The doctor still practicing, but now correct. The shopkeeper still with his shop, but now everything. So one person, if we get the sifat in us, you don't need, ulama say, people say, you don't need a big gathering to change people. You don't need great, great sacrifice. You just come right. And you will see by you, Allah will make towns come right, countries come right. Such people, when they just pass by anywhere, even in the aeroplane they are flying over. By that Allah gives hidayah to those people. These are such people. Who they come in contact with? One time, Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, returned from overseas at the airport, and then he was going to fly from there to Durban again. So when they checked him, he was overweight. So that person made a sign, you just give me 100 rand, made a sign, you just put it in my hand, and I'll put your goods through. So he said, no, I can't do that. So he was surprised that everyone does that. But now you can't do it, what's wrong? And today we as Maulanas, we also do such things. And at such places, we also get tempted. And we read that dua, Tanakha anhu shaitan. Shaitan won't come to put that temptation also. So then he still, no, we will pay. No problem. What's the matter? Do a little extra that we have to pay, we'll pay. But do it properly. That person was so impressed when Maulana went and he sat down, he left his desk and he came to Maulana. And he said that he asked him, who are you? Etc. And he wants to talk more. So Maulana asked him, are you on duty now? He said, yes, I'm on duty. So he said, it's not permissible for you to talk with me now. So if you are on duty, you must be at your desk. You must be at the counter. You can't be sitting and talking to me. Just impressed him so much, he accepted Islam. He changed his life. One person is right. You pass through airports and you change people's lives. And if you are just talking all the time, and such people when they have this, and this is that quality that must come into us. For example, a person says, spends chilla in a jamaat, 10 days, 3 days also. A person becomes an alim, he's only still in the first year, second year, or a person, we come into majlis. But when we go home, now this quality came in us. The wife will go around in the whole family that send your husband for jamaat. How he should treat me, and now see how he's treating. He's so good to me now. He's so kind. And he became an alim, bury an alim. Otherwise today it is the same. I tell everyone, don't bury an alim. The worst person you can marry is marry an alim. Because we got that ilm, we got that certificate, we think we're somebody, no sifat in us, no qualities in us. Just the big bayans we can make and that, but no qualities we got. Our namaz is not in order. Our akhlaq, character not in order. Our ulama talking with other women freely, no, it doesn't mean anything to them. Parda doesn't mean anything. But if you got these qualities in you, then see how everyone will be. Whether you went in jamaat, you became an alim, we come in majlis, this is what we have to get. The more a person is an, for so many years I'm going to majlis, etc., that is the number of years don't count. The amount of qualities that we have got in us. MashaAllah, we got our brother here. What's your name again?
Muhammad Umar.
Muhammad Umar. He's a German, but he's here local. He was also a pilot. And he was pastor. Priest in the church. He has accepted Islam and he was saying, I don't know why the Muslims don't appreciate the religion they have got. Yeah, after being a priest, he, and mashallah, brother, he also, they were also Roman Catholic. Roman Catholic. And they also, he says that, what a treasure we have got. Don't we realize what, and the taste of the pudding is in the eating. When these qualities will come, not talking about Islam, Not emails and all WhatsApp and all social groups. No, it must be in our life. And wherever you go and buy one thing, a small thing from a shop, but you bought it properly. Once, Allah only gave tawfiq, we are nothing like that. Went and buy something at OK, the shops. It was a broom or something. So the lady who chose telling the cashier, 109, 109 rand. She must press in the term. She pressed 1 rand 9 cents, 109. Came home and I saw Allah gave topic. I went back the next week again. I said, there's a mistake here. This was 109 rand. And all say, who are you? Muslim. He said, nobody tells us but a Muslim. So these qualities, it will have this effect on these people. Allah give us those qualities that we must have. So, and he was a pilot also, mashallah. And we got pilot Zakaria also here, mashallah. And pilot Zakaria, he was in Air Mauritius, he was a pilot. They asked him to shave their beard. He refused. He said, I can't, I can let go the job, but I can't shave my beard. And he says, after that, those who shaved their beards also got fired. Those who are Muslims and they shaved their beards, they also got. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring these qualities within us. That is what we have to see. When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, bint a Rasul, daughter of Nabi sallallahu Sayyidatul Nisa Ahlil Jannah, the queen of Jannah, when she passed away, somebody addressed the qabr, the grave, and see that bint a Rasul is coming in you. Sayyidatul Nisa Ahlul Jannah is coming. The grave replied and said, I don't see all that. I see the amal and qualities and the iman of the person. I don't see whose son and whose daughter and what. I see what the person, what his iman, what his qualities are. So we also have to see it with our families, what our relationship, how we treat our wives. How many wives are just too happy when we go for a chilla, that at least now we'll have peace for 40 days. And how many, the children, the wives, they are in tension all the time. The attitude of the husband, swearing, screaming, shouting, all the time. How many of us, and if we have the right qualities, and everyone comes around us, happy to have us there, to do our khidmat, these qualities are the things. So sifat we have to get. We have to choose abandon haram asbab. Permissible asbab, by all means. But the real asbab are the ones of amal, du'as, etc. Amal which we make. And amal are very, very effective. And more greater than that are the sifat, sifat of iman, the greatest. From iman, taqwa that we have in us, sabr that we have, the quality of ihsan, showing kindness to people. And everything that we do is with kindness. That so much so it comes in the hadith, a mu'min, when he slaughters also with kindness. That, for example, don't sharpen the knife in front of the animal. That animal also understands. Then don't, it comes in the hadith, don't give it double death. One death of the fear of you seeing the, you sharpening the knife to slaughter it. Don't slaughter another animal in front of another animal. Don't let it see that I'm also going through the same fate. So even in there, we do slaughter, we have to, but do it in the best possible way. And the most possible way is Islamic way. In fact, we were in Germany, we heard of this, read about it, and I was going to explain to them in Bonn. And they told us, the university city of Germany, they say, we know more about it. Let us explain to you. And they explained that how the, with all the tests in the, at the university, they showed that the best slaughtering method, the least pain, in fact no pain, is to the animal. Just like, for example, we go for blood test, and they prick us with that, to put the needle in, or for an injection. That little bit pain you feel, after that you don't feel any pain. So just like that, just the knife touches the skin, just like that injection has a pain, that pain it feels, after that no pain. On the other hand, with stunning, the worst pain it goes through. It is going great, great pain when it is in stunning. With stunning, the blood remains in the body, it's stunned, the brain is stunned. And when they slaughter, a trickle of blood comes out. And the most unhealthy, the most untasty food is that food where blood is still in the meat. And the Islamic slaughtering, all the blood goes out. And the best meat, healthy also and tastier, is where there is no blood in the meat. Blood has got all the toxins in it. And when that is gone out, that meat is the most healthiest and the most tastiest. So Allah give us that we understand that we come here and our niyat is to bring the qualities within us. And that everywhere, when we sit with our friends, that qualities are with us. When we go home, those qualities are with us. All the time, and we die with those qualities. Main quality of iman and all the other qualities, then see what, then we'll appreciate what life was. That we came in this dunya, that we came here for a purpose, and that was to make our akhirah. We didn't come here to waste our time, and we didn't come, today is the time when people take the wrong meanings of the Quran Sharif. Once we were traveling in Saudi, Hajj or Umrah, whatever the occasion was, and the taxi driver put the radio on music. So I told him, it's not right, music is not permitted. Immediately he read the ayat of the Quran, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. The meaning of the ayat is completely different. He took out the meaning, don't forget your share of enjoyment in dunya. Enjoy yourself also. Complete opposite. We're using the Quran Sharif complete for our wrong agenda. May Allah guide us. Let us understand our deen.